Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting second. The right fielder, Roberto Kelly. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dave Hollins. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Matt Walbeck. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jeff Rabule. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Scott Klingenbeck. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darren Bragg. Batting second. The right fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting third. The DH, Reggie Jefferson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tim Nehring. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Stanley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jeff Fry. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tony Rodriguez. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Vaughn Eshelman. And now, play ball. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Knoblauch strikes out. One out. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eshelman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cordova hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Molitor moves to third. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hollins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coomer juggles the ball. That's an error on Coomer. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. O'Leary hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. O'Leary reaches second base with a double. Bragg moves to third. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jefferson hits a line drive into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bragg tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Nehring batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Coomer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rodriguez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Coomer moves to second. One out. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabule hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Becker strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coomer scoops it up and throws to first, with Klingenbeck covering, for the out. One out. Mike Stanley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Fry hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Stanley moves to second. Tony Rodriguez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Stanley scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bragg is 0-for-1 in the game. Bragg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rodriguez moves to second. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. O'Leary is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coomer fields the ball and throws to Klingenbeck covering. Safe. Rodriguez moves to third. Bragg moves to second. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Jefferson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Becker who is chasing the ball. Jefferson reaches third base with a triple. Rodriguez scores. Bragg scores. O'Leary goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Nehring is 0-for-1 in the game. Nehring hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Nehring reaches second base with a double. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nehring scores. It's 8-0, Red Sox. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stanley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a line drive into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-1 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rodriguez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cordova hits a pop-up towards short. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frankie Rodriguez now pitching. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fry is 0-for-1 in the game. Fry hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-0, Red Sox. Tony Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bragg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rebule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. O'Leary is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. O'Leary hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rodriguez misplays the ball. That's an error on Rodriguez. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Coomer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rodriguez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeff Rebule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rebule is 0-for-1 in the game. Rebule hits a pop-up towards first. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jefferson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Jefferson hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Vaughn strikes out. 2 outs. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nehring is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Nehring strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Becker is 0-for-1 in the game. Becker strikes out. 1 out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-2 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rodriguez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-1, Red Sox. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rodriguez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Greenwell takes first base on ball 4. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Stanley hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Fry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fry takes first base on ball 4. Greenwell moves to second. Tony Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ribule fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cordova is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cordova hits a fly ball into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Hollins batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hollins hits a pop-up, foul, halfway down the third baseline. Eshelman gets to the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Eshelman. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Hollins takes first base on ball 4. Ron Coomer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Coomer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coomer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hollins moves to third. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Walbeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walbeck hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Hollins scores. Coomer moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-2, Red Sox. Jeff Ribule is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ribule is 0 for 2 in the game. Ribule hits a fly ball into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Becker is 0 for 2 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bragg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Troy O'Leary batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. O'Leary is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ribule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Jefferson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 3 in the game. Knobloch strikes out. One out. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kelly is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kelly strikes out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rodriguez misplays the ball. That's an error on Rodriguez. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rodriguez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Molitor moves to second. Joe Hudson now pitching. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hollins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hollins bunts towards third. Nehring fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Molitor moves to third. Cordova moves to second. Scott Starhoviak pinch hits for Ron Coomer. Scott Starhoviak batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Starhoviak takes first base on ball 4. Molitor scores. Cordova moves to third. Hollins moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-3, Red Sox. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Walbeck is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cordova scores. Starhoviak moves to third. 2 runs are unearned. It's 9-5, Red Sox. Chip Hale pinch hits for Jeff Rabule. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Guardado now pitching. Pat Mears now playing shortstop. Scott Starhoviak now playing first base. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Vaughn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nehring is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Nehring strikes out. 1 out. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Greenwell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stanley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Stan Belinda now pitching. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0 for 3 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0 for 4 in the game. Knobloch hits a pop-up towards first. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Matt Lawton pinch hits for Roberto Kelly. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Becker. The throw from Stanley and he is safe. Becker steals second. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lawton hits a pop-up towards third. Nehring settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Becker scores. It's 9-6, Red Sox. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cordova is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rodriguez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dan Nalty now pitching. Matt Lawton now playing right field. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fry hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Rodriguez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rodriguez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bragg is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bragg takes first base on ball 4. Rodriguez moves to second. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. O'Leary is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. O'Leary hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 12-6, Red Sox. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops it up and throws to first, with Nalty covering, for the out. 2 outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Vaughn is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 13-6, Red Sox. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Nehring is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Nehring takes first base on ball 4. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Greenwell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Heathcliff Slocum now pitching. Lee Tinsley now playing center field. Darren Bragg now playing right field. Troy O'Leary now playing left field. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hollins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hollins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Starhoviak is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Starhoviak hits a line drive into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walbeck is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Walbeck strikes out. 2 outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mears hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 13, and Minnesota Twins, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.